bitch if you don't believe. Listen up to my new CD, Sham On.
Armed with coffee so strong it should be considered an illegal drug in 23 states, this is Don't Damn Me, and I'm the Reverend Hammer. Good evening. A lot of you will probably know what I'm going to go into about tonight, but before I do that, one little update on my job situation. We are now one retard down, three to go. One of them decided to run a line of carts into somebody's jet ski because the guy wouldn't move that trailer out of the way. I'm guessing he thought Walmart might overlook that. Now, admittedly, Walmart does look over a lot of things. Damaging somebody's property that they're not going to turn a blind eye to. So that's one obstacle out of my way to get work done. My subject for tonight, marketing. After seeing the way some companies decide to pimp their products, Walmart is especially bad about this. I mean, especially when you see, you know, TVs, you know, in every aisle saying, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this now, it's on sale, buy this! I have come down to one conclusion. Marketing is a real evil concept. And those who do such in order to gain some good karma and gain a better place in the afterlife should kill themselves and remove their burden from this planet. And I'm gonna make some specific points as what, and this is hopefully will make you think, like, whoa, never thought about that before. Things must be changed. One night on the way to work, there's a bank, a Republic Bank, not too far from the workplace, and unfortunately I did not have the foresight to write all this down so I could give it to you verbatim, but throw in every financial buzzword you could think of and put it on a sign. And, you know, look it in your head, and can you see how that would draw people in? We saw one of these signs. Pappy Coon and I saw this. We both looked at each other, just like, that just meant a whole shitload of nothing, didn't it? I mean, this was just monetary masturbation at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. It was just insane. And we don't even, to this point, we still don't know what they were trying to sell. So, maybe if they still have the sign up today, I'll write it down and post it to the message boards. Speaking of message boards, some of you may have seen this post that I made. This link was provided from one of my good net friends. Somebody's made a website with screen captures from Japanese McDonald's commercials. Now, McDonald's is, you know, pretty bad itself. I mean, you know, the stuff they try to pass off as food and Americans just buy it up. Ugh. I try to eat there as little as possible myself. But they take it one further. Now, if you look at some of the images, I mean, some of them may not be too bad. Like the one of the kids playing a role-playing game where they fight against Colonel Sanders. I mean, okay, that's kind of funny. But I think it was the one with the ninja kids going to McDonald's that just really just pegged me into the red on my piss-me-off meter. I mean, when you think about the actual history behind ninjas, well, actually, it's ninja. I don't know. I don't really care. do you really think ninjas would go to McDonald's to eat? I mean, for God, it's really hard to explain, folks. It's just one of those weird little cultural things that just make me tick. Like, I mean, it's bad enough that we've messed up. I mean, literally, we've messed up Japanese people by bringing fast food restaurants. And this is not just me. There's been studies on this. They have said that due to the intake of American fast food items, you know, KFC, McDonald's is big over there, Burger King is, and a few others, that they've actually they're actually starting to change the way Japanese people look. They're now starting to have softer, rounder faces, which probably means less Asian hottie chicks for me to look at the way I like them. But one that I saw a few days ago, this was at work. This was on, I'm going to guess it was a promotional item because I've only seen two of them. It was on a pencil. Fairly innocuous. Red pencil. On it, the words, Heinz makes foods ketchupy. Ketchupy. K-E-T-C-H-U-P-P-Y. When were food companies allowed just to make up words? My question is their marketing department run by a five-year-old? I mean, I want to know who is the genius that's, you know, like, talk to the little daughters, like, what do you think about a new product, honey?
Heinz makes foods ketchupy!
And they put it on there. Someone needs to die. I was all fine when they changed the labels for the ketchup balls. I mean, it's kind of making fun of their own product, you know, comes out quicker for curly fries, make hot dogs chase their tails. But no, this draws the line with me. This is like, I put a line in the dirt. They stepped over it. They must pay. How they're going to pay, I don't know, considering I'm one person, and they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there can help me. Oh, and one last thing. This is somewhat related to marketing. What is this country, or actually, this ain't even really this country's. Because I haven't really seen that many males wear this stuff. I've seen a lot of females, though. So, I'm going to direct it to the females here. What is your fascination with camouflage? I have seen so many females wearing camouflage pants and shirts in color combinations that can't even officially be considered camouflage. I mean, I have seen, you know, white, blue, dark blue, white camouflage. What, are you going to war against the Smurfs or something, for God's sakes? Jesus. Settle down. I've seen, and this was on the tag, I am not kidding. I am not making this shit up. Low resolution camouflage. As in, instead of like the normal curves and shit you see in camouflage, it's blocks. Who are you going to be hiding from, fucking Pac-Man? God. But no, this was the one that got me. I have yet to see this, but considering I've heard it from a few coworkers now, I'm kind of taking it to be truth. In fact, one of the coworkers I live with. Camouflage 90s. You may laugh. This product exists. We sell it. I almost don't want to work there because they sell this product. So, but no, what, I mean, what the hell, is there going to be, like, some guy in his bedroom just waiting, and there's going to be, like, a gaggle of chicks waiting, wearing this stuff in the living room, and there's going to be some sergeant going, like, all right, ladies, you know what you must do? You must go in there and give that guy the best orgasm of his life. Now go, go, go! I don't know. I do know this much. Marketing must end. I know you have to get a product out there and let people know, but there's a point. They cross it every day. Don't let them win. Well, that's all I have for this evening. Comments or questions, ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Some of the stuff I post on message boards, spankwagon.vftp.net. Go there and reply or make fun of me, as some of the other users do. Good night.